It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Two bills in the state legislature this week define the benefits health plans must offer by the year 2014. Pauline Bartolone has more.
The Affordable Care Act outlines 10 categories of care that people can expect starting in 2014. They range from mental health treatment to dental and vision care for kids. The states are charged with helping to define the essential benefits. That's why Democratic State Senator Ed Hernandez authored his bill,
which will guarantee all health coverage products sold in California are quality products that offer consumers robust coverage by, you know, setting the floor that products for sale in California must meet.
Assemblymember Bill Monning authored the other bill. He says for a long time, California lawmakers have been proposing expansions to health coverage, item by item, law by law.
The Affordable Care Act actually allows us to do it in a more methodical manner, in a manner that we can be assured will not result in unintended consequences to the state's budget.
Both bills base their essential benefits on a Kaiser HMO small group plan. Home health care is covered in this one. So is acupuncture and bariatric surgery. The health insurance industry in California has traditionally been opposed to new insurance requirements. But Patrick Johnston of the California Association of Health Plans says they're on board with federal health reform and creating these essential benefits for future health consumers.
It makes sure that when we have exchanges, that they can look at health benefits and not be confused, that they will know that they get broad coverage, and where they need it, they will get subsidies to help pay for that coverage.
The essential health benefit bills are expected to be revised and amended as they move through the state legislature. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.